ओम नमः शिवाय डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shivam.org द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज न्याय स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पदकृतिया प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण थैंक यू ओम नमः शिवाय
श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम निधाय हृदि विश्वेशम विधाय गुरुवंदनम बालानां सुखबोधाय क्रियते तर्क संग्रहः सो वी विल बी सीइंग दिस टीका पदकृत्या एक्सप्लेनिंग द नेसेसिटी ऑफ ईच पद एंड अंडरस्टैंडिंग द इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ ईच पद इज व्हाट वी विल बी डूइंग इन दिस पदकृत्या एज वी ऑलरेडी सॉ ड्यू टू इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ तर्क संग्रह व्हाट संग्रह मीन्स वेर द names are said and whatever names are given for whatever things, their definitions are given and that definition, whether is it right or wrong, that examination also is done. So, wherever these three things are done, Uddesha Lakshana Pariksha, that is called Sangraha. So, this Padakritya helps you to understand how you do this examining. Each pada, what is the necessity? What will happen if this pada, this word is not used? So in that way we will see. Shri Ganesham Namaskritya Parvati Shankaram Param Maya Chandraja Sinhena क्रियते पदकृत्यकम् यस्मात् इदम् अहम् मन्ये बालानाम् उपकारकम् तस्मात् हितकरम् वाक्यम् वक्तव्यम् विदुषा सदा श्री गणेशम् नमस्कृत्य सैल्यूटिंग बोइंग टू गणेशा लॉर्ड गणेशा एंड हिज पेरेंट्स Parvati Shankaram Param. Parvati and Shankara. Because we already saw during the introduction of Tarka Sangraha, Nidhaya Hrudi Vishvesham. Why Vishvesham? Because he is the deity of these Tarkikas, Nayayikas. Therefore, Parvati Shankaram Param. Shankara with his consort, Parvati. Maya Chandraja Sinhena. By me, whose name is called Chandraja Sinha. And there are people who decode this. They think this is a coded language. Chandraja Sinha. Chandrat Jatam iti Chandrajam. Padmat Pankat Jatam iti Pankajam. Like Pankat Jatam iti Pankajam. Pankaja means lotus. Panka is the muddy soil. So, from wherever that kind of soil, this lotus came through, because from that it came, it is called Pankajam. Because it has come from that kind of muddy soil, it is named as Pankajam. Like that, here also, Chandrat Jatam iti Chandrajam. Chandrat Jatam. From the moon, whatever came into existence, which is Buddha. According to the mythology, Hindu mythology, Buddha was the one who was the son of Chandra, moon. So, that Buddha, kriyate padakrityakam, I bowing to him, that Buddha, I do this padakritya, this commentary called padakritya. Yes, Mad, why should I do this? Yasmat imam aham manye balanam upakarakam. I think I am doing this because idam aham manye. I think this text is very good for, helpful for the kids. Since whatever is helpful for kids, for others, that is what one should have to speak. Since I think this is how one have to behave in the world. Hitakaram vakyam vaktam vidusha sada. Only hitakara. Hitakara means that which is good for others. Only that kind of words you have to speak. So, I also do this for the well-being of others. పదకృత్యం. వి హావ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ ది మూల, సో ఐఎమ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ టు ద మూల. విశ్వేషం, సో నిధాయ హృది విశ్వేషం, హీస్ డూయింగ్ ది ఖండాన్వయ. దేర్ ఐ డిడ్ ది దండాన్వయ. నిధాయ హ్యావింగ్ హోల్డింగ్ ఇన్ ది వేర్ హార్ట్ హృదిం ది హార్ట్ హూమ్ విశ్వేషం ది లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ది హోల్ వరల్డ్ లైక్ దట్ ఐ డిడ్ ది ఖండాన్వయ దండాన్వయ స్ట్రైట్ ఈచ్ వర్డ్ ఐ గేవ్ ది మీనింగ్ అండ్ రిలేటెడ్ విత్ ది నెక్స్ట్ వర్డ్. సో హియర్ హీ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ ఖండాన్వయ. ఖండాన్వయ ఇస్ బ్రింగింగ్ వర్డ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ డిఫరెంట్ ప్లేసెస్ అండ్ మేకింగ్ ఎ సెంటెన్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. సో హీ సేస్ విశ్వేషం. ఫస్ట్ హీ ఈస్ యూజింగ్ విశ్వేషం బికాస్ విశ్వశ్చ అసౌ ఈశ్వరః విశ్వేషః. లార్డ్ ఇస్ ది వరల్డ్ అండ్ హిస్ ఈశ్వర. సో దిస్ ఫస్ట్ హీ స్టార్ట్స్ విత్ విశ్వేషం. Taking Lord's name during the start is very good. So he starts with Vishvesham. Vishvesham. Who is Vishvesham? Whom do I here refer to as Vishvesha? Jagatkartaram Shri Sambamurtim. The one who is the creator of the Jagat world. And who is he? Jagat cannot be created. Any creation requires a dual force. So here it is not just Ishvara, the male concept, it is also his female concept, which is Amba. Ambaya Sahita iti Samba, Shri Samba Murtim, Ambaya Sahita. So that Samba Murti I salute Hrudi, in the mind, Manasi, I place them in the mind. When, for how long? Nidhaya, Nitrandharitva, always keeping them in the mind. Guru Vandanam cha Vidhaya, Kritva Ityartha. And not just Shamba Murtim, I am not just saluting the Shiva with his concert, I am also saluting, doing this salutation to my Guru. Guru Vandanam cha Vidhaya, also saluting the Guru. Balaiti. And who is Bala? Bala Naam, he said. What is Bala? Who is Bala? Bala means kids. What is the Bala here referred to? Atra Adhita Vyakarana Kavya Kosha Anadhita Nyaya Shatra Balaha. So, Adhita, one who has studied what? Vyakarana, Sanskrit grammar, Kavya, the literature, Kosha, the dictionary, and Anadhita Nyaya Shastra. And one who has not studied Nyaya Shastra, he is referred to as Bala, kid. Why? Vyasadav Atik Vyaptik Varanaya Anadhita Nyayeti. So, for the Bala, the definition is this. For who is Bala? Bala, for that, the definition is Adhita Vyakarana Kavya Koshadi Anadhita Nyaya Shastraha Iti Balaha. Now, why should I say Adhita Vyakarana Kavya Kosha? Or why should I say Anadhita Nyaya Shastraha? So, now we are doing Padakriti of this definition. Adhita అనధీత న్యాయేతి వ్యాసాదౌ అతివ్యాప్తివారణాయ అనధీత న్యాయేతి. ఇఫ్ వి సే అధీత కావ్య అధీత వ్యాకరణ కావ్య కోశాః బాలాః. హూ ఇస్ బాలా? వన్ హూ హస్ స్టడీడ్ కావ్య కోశ వ్యాకరణ ఎక్సెట్రా. దెన్ వ్యాస హీ హింసెల్ఫ్ విల్ బికమ్ ఎ కిడ్ బికాస్ హీ హస్ స్టడీడ్ కావ్య కోశ ఎక్సెట్రా. హీ నోస్ ఆల్ దట్. He also knows logic. But if you don't bring in that Anadhita, one who has not studied Nyaya Shastra, it will also refer to the learned people. So, I add this in the definition. Anadhita Nyaya Shastra. Okay. Anadhita Nyaya Shastra. Let us make it simple. Let us make the definition very simple. One who has not studied న్యాయశాస్త్ర. ఓకే, దెన్ స్తన धये स्तनं धये अति प्रसक्ति वारणाय अधीत व्याकरण इति. वन हु हैज नॉट स्टडीड न्याय शास्त्र, यस आई हैव नॉट स्टडीड, यस आई कैन बी कॉल्ड अ किड. फाइन. द किड विच इज टेकिंग द मदर्स मिल्क, दैट इज ऑल्सो द किड विच इज बींग नर्स्ड, दैट किड इज ऑल्सो वन हु हैज नॉट स्टडीड न्याय शास्त्र. नाउ द लक्षणा यू वॉन्ट टू डिफाइन फॉर द स्टूडेंट्स हु आर स्टडींग दि शास्त्र, हु वॉन्ट टू स्टडी दि शास्त्र, इट ऑल्सो डिफाइन्स दट किड हु इज बींग गिवन मिल्क. सो टू रिमूव हिम फ्रॉम द डेफिनेशन वी से वन हु हैज स्टडीड द अदर शास्त्र, सो ही हैज टू हैव लिटिल ब्रेन्स. So that is the person we are talking about. Sukheniti sukhena anayasena bodhaya padartha tattva jnanaya ityartha. Sukhena, there he said sukha bodhaya sukha. Sukhena, what is sukha means? Blissfully. Bodhaya, to know. Happily to know. What is happily to know? Means sukhena anayasena, without any trouble. Happily means without putting yourself in all these troubles to understand, decode this language, this shastra. Bodhaya, what is bodhaya? Bodhaya means padartha tattva jnana ityartha, to understand the different padarthas, to have the knowledge of the different padarthas, the categories, so that you can categorize the world. तर्क्यन्ते प्रमिति विषयीक्रियन्ते इति तर्काः. सो वी सेड तर्क संग्रह सुखबोधाय क्रियते तर्क संग्रह क्रियते, वी नो व्हाट इट इज, इट इज डन बाय मी. ओके, तर्क संग्रह, व्हाट इज तर्क संग्रह मीन्स, फर्स्ट लेट अस सी व्हाट तर्क इज. तर्क मीन्स तर्क्यन्ते प्रमिति विषयीक्रियन्ते. तर्क्यन्ते मीन्स through the logic, one who makes you understand the pramana vishaya, the pramana jnana. Anumiti is anumana jnana, like that pramana jnana is pramiti. So one who makes you understand, through which you may understand the knowledge of the means of right knowledge, you gain the knowledge of the means of right knowledge, that is तर्काः. अंड द्रव्यादि पदार्थाः, व्हाट इज तर्काः? द्रव्यादि पदार्थाः, दि द्रव्य एक्सेट्रा, दीस पदार्थास आर कॉल्ड तर्क, बिकॉज दिस इज व्हाट यू आर स्टडींग दिस शास्त्र फॉर, टू कैटेगरीज दि वर्ल्ड. Therefore, sangraha. And what is sangraha means? What does sangraha means? Sangraha means sankshepena uddesha lakshana pariksha yasminsa granthaha. Sangraha means in which, sankshepena, in brief, uddesha lakshana pariksha, in which, yasmin, in which text, in brief, you do the uddesha, you explain the uddesha, the idea, what you want to tell, and the definition of that idea, and examining the definition, pariksha. So in which text you do, that is called sangraha. In the text which, in which you do all these three, uddesha, lakshana and pariksha, is called sangraha. Nama matrena vastu sankirtanam uddesha. What is uddesha? Uddesha means just naming things. लाइक यथा द्रव्यम गुण इति, द्रव्यम गुण कर्म सामान्य विशेष समवाय अभाव सप्त पदार्थ. यू सेड द्रव्य, व्हाट इज द्रव्य? यू डोंट नो, आई जस्ट सेड द्रव्य ओवर, दैट इज उद्देश, जस्ट नेमिंग. एंड देन असाधारण धर्मो लक्षणम, व्हाट इज लक्षण? लक्षण मीन्स असाधारण धर्म, ए स्पेशल क्वालिटी, ए स्पेशल एट्रीब्यूट. Referring to a special attribute of something is called dharma, lakshana. Referring to dharma means the attributes. So, referring to some special attribute of the subject which you are talking about is called lakshana, definition. Like, yatha gandhavatvam prithivyaha, prithivi, what is earth? Earth is that which has the quality of smell. That which has the quality of smell is earth. So, that whichever smells is, has the earthness in it. So, this is the definition. And lakshitasya lakshanam sambhavati nava iti vicharaha pariksha. Doing the inquiry to understand whether whatever you defined, that definition fits whatever that it points out to. The definition, whether it's rightly pointing out to the defined or not, that is what is the pariksha, examination, examining. That is what we'll be doing. Atra uddeshasya paksha jnana phalam lakshanasya itra bheda jnanam parikshayaha lakshana dosha pariharah iti mantavyam. So, they say prayojanamanuddeshya navandopi pravartate. So, without any result, no idiot will study anything, do anything. So, what is the necessity for naming and then defining and then examining the definition? What is the use? What will I gain out of it? So, uddeshasya paksha jnanam phalam. Uddesha, naming, by naming you gain the knowledge of paksha. Paksha jnanam is paksha. You gain the knowledge of paksha. What is paksha? We already saw. Sandigdha sadhyavan pakshaha. In which you have a doubt of the sadhya, that is paksha. Nishchita sadhyavan sapakshaha. Nishchita sadhyabhavan dipakshaha. This we saw in the mula. So, sandigdha sadhyavan, where there is a doubt of the sadhya, is paksha. That knowledge you will have by the naming. Okay, this is what I have to understand, that knowledge you have. Now, lakshanasya itra bheda jnanam. What is the result of, what will you gain? Through definition. Through definition, you will negate the other possibilities which will also be there. So, by negating the other things, only pointing out to whatever you want to. So, negating other things, itra bheda, negating the other different things from whatever you have defined is, that is the result of, that knowledge is the result of the lakshana, definition. And, parikshayaha lakshane dosha pariharaha. Pariksha, what is the result you gain from the inquiry or the examining? By examining, you will remove the defects in the lakshana. Whatever may be the possible defects in the lakshana, avyapti, adivyapti, asambhava, etc., those defects of the definition will be removed by examining. These defects we'll see. I'm just referring to it because we have already seen in the mula. So, dravya guna karma samanya vijaya samaya bhava sapta padarthaha visa. Seven padarthas. There is no padakritya in that seven, on that seven padartha. Nidin. Tatra davyani padivyaptejo vaiva kasha kaladika atmanansi navaiva. Tatra iti. Tatra sapta padartha madhye. Among the seven padarthas. Dravyani navaiva iti anvayaha. Dravya are only the dravya. Among the seven padarthas, first is dravya. That dravya, only there are nine. There are only nine dravyas in the world. Evam tatra iti padam chaturvimshati gunaha ityadina api anveti. In the same way, tatra, when you see tatra, you have to understand whatever previously was discussed, that is what is referred to here as tatra. Dravyatva jatimattvam gunavattvam samavai karanavattvam va dravya samanya lakshanam. What is dravya? What is the definition for dravya? We have just seen dravya and the definitions for each dravya. Prithvi, what is prithvi? Gandavattvam prithvi. We saw prithvi. Ushna tejasi, shita Parshaha, Sishasita, Parshavati, Apaha, etc. We saw the definition for each of the Dravyas. But what is Dravya? What does Dravya mean? For that he says, Dravyatva Jati Matvam, that which has Dravyatva Jati. Dravya, substance, Dravyatva, substanceness, Jati. Jati is the species. That which belongs to the species of Dravya. That is Dravya. That which belongs to the species of the class of Dravya is Dravya. Dravyatva. And Gunavatvam, or that which has the Gunas. Dravya is that which has the attributes. Samavayi Karnavatvam, or that which has an inseparable cause. That which has an inseparable cause is called Dravya. This is the general definition for Dravya.